الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This question I is asking, can I come up with a name or an attribute for Allah based on my reflection about Him? Can I come up with a name or an attribute for Allah based on my reflection about Him? In terms of can I do something, you can. But in terms of is it right for me, I think that's what the person wants. Is it legally right for me in the Sharia to give Allah a name He has not given Himself? It is not correct to give Allah a name that He has not given Himself. It is not correct to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a name that He has not given Himself. Or an attribute for Allah, or attribute something to Allah. If you want to give Allah an attribute, the person says, based on my reflection about Him. Our reflection are usually function of what we have seen before. You can think out something, but that thing you will think out is usually a function of what you have seen before. If you have not seen something before, it will be difficult for you to think out something. Even those attributes that He told us about Himself, it is not correct to think of it. We will come back to this, inshallah. Maybe at that time, this person will understand this matter better. From the attributes of Allah is the attribute of a hand, yad. Allah has yad. Allah has yad. Yad. This innama yubayi'un Allah. Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. So Allah has hands. But the question is it like your own? Because He has told us that walam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. He does not have anything that resembles Him. So it cannot be like your own. But He said He has a hand. So even in these attributes that He has told you about Himself, it is not correct for you to think out a form for that. Because whatever form you will think out will be wrong. It is one of the meanings of وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. الإمام المزني من الشيخ السنة he says وَقَصُرَ عَنْهُ كِفَرِ الْوَاقِفِ. The brilliance of those who describe something is too small to describe Allah. الْوَاقِفُ, those who describe something. Their intelligence is too small to bring about a description for Allah. Al-Imam al-Tuhawi in his Al-Aqidah al-Tuhawiyah mentioned something similar to that. So you don't think out attributes for Allah. And even in the ones that he has described himself with, you don't think out a form for him. Because it is unimaginable, it is beyond your thought. So like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husayni said, and the matters of Allah's name and attributes, you should behave like an old woman, a Jew. How does an old woman behave? Whatever you tell her is what she accepts. A Jew, an old woman. When you lead her, she's just following you. So what you should do regarding al-Asma and al-Sifat, regarding Allah, is whatever the text says, whatever the text reject, and stop at that. Because if you guide an old woman, she's just there to keep her. Mama Ima Bambu, she's following you. And you come, she'll keep her there. And you have it's a one part minute. So even her standing up and her sitting down is a function of where you keep her. So let the entirety of your thoughts, your disposition and all of that remain within the circle of the text regarding this matter. Why? Because you have not seen Allah before. And he said, وَلَا تَجْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Don't give a semblance to Allah. لَا تَدْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Don't give a resemblance to Allah. You think you resemble Allah. The way they are describing Allah, Allah will look like this. La, don't do that. So, don't pick out a name for Allah. Don't give Allah a name he did not give himself. And don't describe him with what he has not described himself of. Because Allah asked some people, أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Should you say about Allah what you don't know? How should you say about Allah what you don't know? Somebody says, let me give an example and I'll stop at that and then go back to our book. Somebody says, let me describe President Bukhari to you. And that's okay, please. You have not seen him before. Anywhere, he's not seen anywhere, not on the TV, not anywhere. The man says, that president is short, he has a lot of hair on his head, he's very black, and you have not seen him before, and you believe it. How is that? Are you saying the correct thing or wrong? You are saying something wrong. You say, President Bukhari is short, he's black, and he has a lot of hair on his head. So what is it? I'm not wrong. He said Allahu Akbar to a lie. Because the fact is that the man is tall, he is fair skin, and he's not thick hair. He's not hairy. So this is a human being that you have not seen before. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't give a how to his attribute. He said you have eyes. How do the eyes be? Don't say how. Don't go there. Talk there. Otherwise, Shaitan will play with your intellect. He will be describing to you, painting a picture to you of something you don't know about. So please take out this attitude. Behave like an old woman regarding Asma'ullah and Sifat. Wherever the text are, stop there. If somebody asks you, let me give you this example and I'll stop at this. Sorry. My interest is to ensure that we get what we are saying, not how much of what we have read. Allah says in As-Sami'ul Basir. Let's start with Al-Basir. His being Al-Basir means he has Al-Basar. He has eyes. He has sight. His being Al-Basir means he has sight. And there are other texts that indicate that he has eyes. وَصْنَا الْفُلْكَ بِعَيُّنِنَا. So he has sight. It is proven with text. He has eyes. It is proven with text. Okay. What about Sami'a? Sami'a means he has the attribute of hearing. The question is, does he have ears?
He has attributes of hearing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does he have ears? Ulama say don't ask. He didn't say he has ears. He did not tell us that I have ears. So we don't know. We only know of him what he tells us about himself. If we need at this point. I hope this is clear. So don't think out a name for Allah and don't think out attributes for Allah. Keep health work of all home. Stop where the people have stopped. Yasa'u kama wa ti'ahu. So that the mercy of Allah and guidance comes to where I will come on speech. Stop where everybody stops. The companion did not ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Messenger of Allah. Allah says to him, but for me, he hears and he has the attributes of hearing. Does he have ears? Somebody can go and say, how can somebody have the attributes of hearing and then he does not have ears? So we say, even amongst the creatures, is it everything, every creature that can perceive sound that has an ear? Is it every creature that can make a navigation that has an eye? Ikwa, let me know how you feel about it, so that I will know what to say next. Is it every creature that has the ability to perceive sound that has ears? So when Allah says he has the attributes of hearing, does it necessarily mean that he has ears? It doesn't. If it is like that among creatures, then it is better thought. It has a greater reason regarding Allah. So if he does not tell us that he has an ear, we say we don't know whether he has an ear. He didn't tell us. And we will only say regarding him what he has said regarding himself. So just like we mentioned of the eye, Allah is al-Basir. It means he has sight. But it does not necessarily mean that he has eyes. In geology, in oceanography, there is a part of the sea called neritic region. In the neritic region of the sea, the rays of the sun does not get penetrated into it. So the entirety of the area is black because there is no light. No direct light, no reflected light. So the whole area in the sea is black. Meanwhile, there are organic beings that are living in that part of the sea. They don't have eyes, but they have highly sensory organs with which they make navigation inside that place. They don't have eyes. If a human being lives there, he will go blind. The eye will not be effective. So that Allah has sight, if this is with the creatures, then subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he has a sight does not necessarily mean that he has eyes. If he has not told us in other texts that he has eyes, we will not say that Allah has an eye or eyes. I hope that this point is clear. Don't say about Allah except what he says regarding himself. And don't name Allah anything except the name that he gave himself. Either in his book, the Quran, or in his prophet Sunnah, because he is his messenger. And the one that he has sent knows the one who has sent him. We go back to our book, Aqidah Ahl Sunnah al Jama'ah, by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen. We just finished the verse, Rabbu Samawati wal Ard. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. We said this verse includes Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. It also includes Tawheed al-Ibadah. This fa'budhu wa sabir li'ibadatihi. It also includes Tawheed al-Asma'i wa sifat. Because it says, Hal ta'lamu lahu samiya. Do you know anyone that in any form of resemblance or equal with Allah? No one. So we go to the next. I would have wished that we have the Arabic text with us, that we read with it. Perhaps tomorrow, inshallah. It's a book that's readily available. Aqidah Ahl Sunnah al Jama'ah by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen. He continued, he said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ We also see, we know the meaning of somebody saying that he believes that he الإمام قول المعامل كو قول القلب وقول اللسان كو وعمل الجوارح So we believe that inside us and we affirm that it is true. What is that? The أنَّهُ that certainly Allah is الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم We believe that Allah is Allah. Ulama say this is one of the most, if not this is the most unique name of Allah. Allah. They say Allah, it means the only one that deserves worship. Allah. And this name Allah, it is a name that all other names of Allah go back to. So you will hear, Huwa Allahu al-Khaliq al-Bariq. He is Allah who is al-Khaliq. You will never hear Huwa al-Khaliq Allah. You will hear Allahu al-Khaliq al-Bariq al-Musawwir. But you will not hear al-Khaliq Huwa Allah. La. So being al-Khaliq goes back to his being Allah. Being Al-Bari goes back to because he is Allah. Al-Bari describes Allah. Al-Razzaq describes Allah. Al-Fattah describes Allah. All the rest of the names of Allah describe Allah. Amongst the uniqueness of this name, Allah. Ulama say it is the only name that if it comes after a harful nida, like you say, Ya Allah. You will still have to pronounce the Hamza, the Alif Allah, Ya Allah. Absolutely the only day. But if it is Ar-Rahman, you can say Ya Rahman. You can say Ya Ar-Rahman. You can say Ya Rahman. Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Ya Ghafoor. You can say Ya Al-Ghafoor. The only name you can do that is it what? Allah. So if you want to say, Ya, call Allah with it. How do you call it? Ya Allah. So you can't say, how do you call it? It's a full song. How do you remove the Alif Alam at the beginning of Allah and then pronounce Allah? But all of that, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab. But as for Allah, Ya Allah. The absoluteness still remains. So it is the very unique of Allah's name. There is a poetry we read here, but let's leave that aside. There is a poet here. Let's leave that. Regarding this name, Allah. And nobody gets the name Allah. Allah. هل تعلم له سميا? Do you know anybody bearing this name with him? Allah. Nobody. So Allah says, I am Allah. هو Allah. So he says, Allah. For us to know, Ayatul Kursi only have two parts in Arabic grammar. Mubtada, every other thing is khabar. Allahu, la ilaha illa huwa. Who is this huwa?
Allah.
Al-hayy, who is he?
Allah.
Al-qayyum, who is he? La ta'akhudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Who is that? Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. All of this refer to Allah. There is only one Mubtada. All the rest are Akhbar. The only Mubtada that is in English. Subject and predicate. Ayatul Kursi is one subject and predicate. All describing the subject. And that subject is who? Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is his name. Allah. So it says, La ilaha illallah. This word Allah, what aspect of Tawheed does it describe? Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. And what? And what? Huh? Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Uluhiyyah in its meaning. Asma'i wa Sifat in its name. Barakallahu fiik. You see now? So you can pick the verses of the Quran, you'll be picking it out. This one is Uluhiyyah. Let's go on with this, Bismillah. They say Allah, it will give us something. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah for Allah alone. And then Allah's oneness in His name and His attributes. Allah. Then it says, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. There is not any deity, all the deities. They are not right to direct worship to them. Illa. Except huwa, him, referring to Allah. He says this Allah, he is, let's say this. You could ask, let's say before we go into it, what is the difference between a name and an attribute? You can say, Tawheed al-Asma' al-Sifat. What is the difference between Ismun min Asma'illah, that the name of Allah, and Sifatun min Sifatillah, an attribute of Allah? What is the difference between it? Let's lay the foundation. It will be clearer to us as we read on. A name we gave himself. I am Inna Allah Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. So Al-Ghafoor is his name. Al-Rahim is his name. قُلْ إِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ إِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ Call him Allah or call him what? Ar-Rahman. So Ar-Rahman is his name. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Oh, Ar-Rahim is his name. Maliki Yawmi Din. Maliki is his name. He will be calling himself those names. I am this. So those are the names. But attribute, he will give the attribute. Before that, every name has an attribute attached to it. If he calls himself Al-Ghaffar, the one who regularly forgives, Ghaffar or Ghafoor. But the intensity in Ghafoor is higher than Ghaffar. They are both Sigatul Mubalagha. Ghafoor, Ghaffar, Ghafir. Says he is Ghafir al-Dhamm. So he is Ghafir, he is Ghaffar, he is what? Ghafoor. These three words reflect forgiveness. So his name is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar. And then it reflects the attribute of what? Forgiveness. So Allah has the attribute of forgiveness, and his name is Al-Ghaffar and what? Al-Ghafoor, and as he calls himself, Ghafir al-Zam. So the point is, with every name comes an attribute. Every of Allah's name comes along with that attribute. As Samir, all hearing. It comes with the attribute of hearing. Al-Basir, all seeing. It comes with the attribute of what? Seeing. Al-Hayyu, we come back to our text. Al-Hayyu, the ever-living. It comes with the attribute of what? Al-Hayat. Allah lives. It comes with the attribute of living. Allah has the attribute of living. And his name is what? Al-Hayyu. The absolutely living. He is absolute. His being Al-Hayyu. His own life is absolute in many ways. One of those ways, he is Al-Awwal. وَلَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ He is the first. Or you say it's the beginning. لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ Nothing comes before him. If a man is first,
He may only be first today. He may only be first yesterday. What about the day before? Somebody could have preceded him in the first net. What an uncle. So Allah is absolutely al-awwal, the first. So the Prophet explained for that. وَلَيْسَ قَبْلَكَ شَيْءٍ And nothing has come before you. So Allah al-hayyu, Allah being alive, ever living, was not preceded with after. Our own life was preceded with what? Absent. Because there was a time that we were not alive. Allah has always ever been alive. And don't forget, as Imam al-Muzani has told us, he says, وَنَاتُهُ وَقِفَاتُهُ كَامِلَاتٌ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقًا جَائِمَاتٌ أَزَلِيَّاتٌ So all these attributes, they are غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقًا His own life was not the life that was created. Our own lives were lives that were created. They were lives that started. We started someday. We started to become in existence one day. But as for Allah, because of His attribute of having life, is kamila, perfect. It did not start one day. Azaliya, it is ageless. Daima, He will be everlasting. So He is al-hayyu, the one that is absolutely, perfectly living. Al-hayyu. And then He has a sifat of what? Al-hayat. Don't forget, every name comes with a sifat. But the sifat does not necessarily come with a name. Hold it on your hand. One difference between Asma and then what? Sifat. The sifat, He names Himself. I am this. But in the sifat, He will describe Himself. In Asma, every ism will come with an attribute. Why is it like that? Let me give us something that will bring us closer to understanding it. Somebody may be Abdullah and is worshipping Shaitan. You can name somebody Abdullah and is Abdul Shaitan. He's worshipping Shaitan. So you see this name, Laysa ala al-Mutamma. The name does not conform with the name. Allah is not like that. If He calls Himself Al-Rahman, then He has the attribute of what? Rahman. If He calls Himself Al-Ghafur, then He has the attribute of what? Al-Ghufran. If He, whatever He calls Himself, Al-Mu'min, then He has Al-Aman. He protects you. He guides you. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ Allah is Al-Mu'min. We are coming back to it. So Allah says, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy. Allah is what? Al-hayy. And it has the attribute of what? Hayat, living. This living is perfect. It comes with alif wa lam. Al-hayy, the absolutely ever living. He's being absolute in his being alive. Subhanahu wa ta'ala means his life does not have a beginning. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. His life will not end, unlike us. And unlike us, he will say it later, لَا تَأَخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ Allah is not overwhelmed. It's not overtaken by sleep, by those. We are taken over by those because our life, our hayat is not perfect. But Allah is al-hayyu, perfectly living. So it does not have, the life didn't have beginning. It will never have an end. It will be, it is ever ageless. And it will be ever everlasting. It will not be overtaken by sleep, nor those. Because his life is perfect. So he has the attribute of life. And his name is what? Al-hayyu. Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum. Al-Qa'imu bi-nafsihi. Wal-Qa'imu ala-gayrihi.
Qa'imun bi nafsihi, he is alone. On his front, he's on his own. And he cares for himself, he's alone. SubhanAllah, he's alone. That is, nothing cares for him. Is Al-Qayyum. Al-Qa'imun bi nafsihi. Allah is for himself. وَالْقَائِمُ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. And then he takes care of others. That is, others depend on him and he depends on nobody. This is the meaning of Al-Qayyum. Al-Qa'imu bi-nafsihi wal-Qa'imu ala ghayrihi. He is on himself, taking care of himself, he is on his own, but he takes care of all others. Every other thing depends on him. Every other thing relies on him for their life, for their health, for their food, for their protection, for whatever you have, you need Allah. So who are qa'imun alayk? He's the one taking care of you. It's one of the aspects of qayyum, being al-qayyum. So it has the attribute of qayyumiyya. And then he is what? Al-qayyum. I hope we get this point. With every name comes a tifa. That is an attribute. Every name comes with an attribute. So it's Al-Qayyum. If Allah does not hold the sun, what will happen to the sun? He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أَنْ تَزُولَ. Allah is the one that holds the heavens and the earth so that they will not fly away. We say it's gravity. Who put it there? And gravity, after 84 kilometers up in the sky, is gone. Adi, is it 84, 87? Gravity. So what is holding the heavens? About a week ago, NASA said, we on the earth, we are not preparing for asteroids that could hit the earth. That there are asteroids in the sky, heavenly bodies, bigger than the earth, and they may come on our way. That we should start preparing how to deflect them. So, who has been deflecting them before? You think they've not been coming your way before you knew that there are asteroids that can come and hit you? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أَنْ تَزُولَ. Allah is the one who grabs, who holds the stars, samawat, the heavens, wal arsh, and the earth, and tazula, kamaba, talo, so that they not fly away. He says, wala inzalata, if the heavens and the earth were to fly, in amsakahuma min ahadin min ba'di. Who is this? Who will go and grab it? You can grab the sun, don't go. You can grab the moon, don't go. You can grab the earth, don't go. Man, who will do that? So Allah is Al-Qayyum, the one who is taking care of all of us, and he's on his own. Nobody is taking care of him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's on his own. Every other person is the one taking care of the rest of us. Allah is Al-Qayyum. One benefit of having Allah as Al-Qayyum is that don't be afraid, Allah will take care of you. Allah will take care of you, don't be afraid. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لا تأخذه. Nothing seizes him of سنة دون ولا نوم nor sleep. Why? 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 Because he is Al-Hayyu. He is perfectly living. The one who sleeps, let's come here.
For we human beings, sleeping is from the attribute of perfection. We the creature, sleeping is from the attribute of perfection. A man can't sleep for 3 days. Is it normal? The man didn't sleep today. You say, oh, it was me. Tomorrow he didn't sleep. Oh, it was me. Next tomorrow he didn't sleep. Please, sincerely, will he need a doctor or not? I have seen. In the university, a sister was reading, she didn't sleep. Reading, she didn't sleep. Medical school at the time. And then for 5 days, she could not sleep. They started calling their fast. They took her to health center at the time. They gave her an injection. She still did not sleep. The father said, ah, I'm in trouble. They started calling all the brothers. Please come and do dua for her. Because Allah is the one that causes the people to sleep. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك الذي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الاخرى الى اجل مسمى. So they say, oh, come and sleep. Some brothers went there, three of them. They begged, make Allah, Allah, make this sister sleep. Make her sleep. So they left and went for Salatul Jummah. When they got to Juma, they slept the brother. They didn't hear khutbah. They themselves, they did not hear any khutbah. They slept. So when they woke up, they went to make wudu and then they came for Salat Juma. After the Juma, they went back. The sister was sleeping. So it was not the sister alone that slept. They too slept. For we human beings, this is from the attribute of perfection, to sleep. But don't ascribe sleep to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we need sleep and he does not need sleep to Allah. It is defective to ascribe defect of sleep to Allah. Regarding him, it is defect. Regarding us, it is what? Perfection. Allah does not need sleep. And that is because his al-hayy, hayat is perfect, our own is imperfect. We need sleep, we need rest to take up energy. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ. We made your sleep a means of reinvigoration for you. But Allah, وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. لَا يَعُودُهُ لَا يُفْكِلُهُ. It is not burdensome for him. Because we cleave to bodies. He is not burdensome. He is not burdensome to Allah. So Allah, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Neither does سِنَةٌ those wala no nor sleep overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This one now is sifa. La ta'akhudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. It's what? Sifa. He is not overtaken by sleep, never is he overtaken by what? Do. Sifa. We just describe sifa. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Ma fi samawati. The entirety of what is in the heavens, all the heavens put together. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have not known how many things are in our own first, the first heaven. We have not known how many things are there. Not to talk of the second, the third, the fourth. And the heavens are seven like the earth. The earth two are seven. The heavens two are seven. Don't ask me the meaning of seven earths. So all of these, lahu, they belong to him. So from the attributes of Allah, somebody tell me about Allah. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma. The one to whom belongs everything in the heavens and the earth. You have declared him. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Sifa. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Sifa. Man dhal ladhi يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي. Who is? Tani. Who? يَشْفَعُ. Who will intercede عِنْدَهُ before Allah? إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Except that Allah grants permission to those people. This verse is a refutation to the idolaters.
this portion. Because they say that they worship the idols, may you come to Buna illa Allah. So that by way of bringing them close to Allah, actually if you worship this one, it can help us. It can help us intercede with Allah. So it says, don't think that your God will be able to intercede for you, except I permit them. And the permission is not for them. The permission to intercede for the people will be given to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, on Maqam Mahmud, on the day of Qiyam. This is Al-Shafa'atul Uzma, the greatest Shafa'at. Allah, please judge the people. Judge them. Both Muslim and non-Muslim will enjoy it. Everybody is there. They don't see them. Let people of fire go to fire. People of Al-Jannah go to fire. And then you make Shafa'at in the doorpost of Al-Jannah. Let them go to Al-Jannah. The doors will be open and then he will come. We will come back to that under the issues of Yawmul Akhir. So the Messenger has Shafa, and then there is Shafa for the people of Jahannam, Jahannam in you. Muslims who go to Jahannam for one thing or the other. You make Shafa, they will be liberated. So who is this that will come before Allah? Shafa, except that Allah gives such a permission. So is it about Allah, Sango, and all of this? Who comes before Allah? Allah, please. No. So this verse rejects Shafa for all those. Then Allah says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. All of them, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah knows what is before them, وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, and what is behind them. What does it mean? مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Ulama say, الْحَاضِرُ وَالْمُسْتَقْبَلُ. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, what is in front of them. Now, and their future, Allah knows it. Ma bayna aydihim. What is before them, Allah knows it. Their present and their future, Allah knows it. Ya Allah. This one refutes those amongst the Shia who have a belief called Al-Bada'ah. Al-Bada'ah is a belief amongst the Shia. That Allah yajhal al-umur ila ba'da wuku'iha. Allah, a'udhu billah, will not know issues until that thing has happened. That is part of what they refer to as tawheed. And they call themselves true Muslims. So if you say it is aqidatul Muslim you are reading, which Muslim are you talking about? This one that claims that Allah is ignorant? Unless you say Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, that is the time that you'll be talking about the real Muslim. When Musa alayhi salam spoke with Fir'aun and told him that Allah will bring up resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, Fir'aun asked the question, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ. So, what did Musa say? قَالَ عِلْمُهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. The knowledge of what had gone past. Fir'aun said, you say Allah will judge us. What about our forefather? Thinking that Allah only knows him and his children. Not knowing that both him and his children and those who have gone past and those who will come in the future are all of those that Allah knows. What is the end there? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Their future, Allah knows it. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَا ذِي يُنَزِّلُ. Their past. So he knows the past of Fir'aun. The father of Fir'aun, his grandfather, Baballa Babar, he knows it, Allah knows it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Musa responded, Ilmuha inda Rabbi fi kitab. The knowledge of what you are asking is with my Lord. Fi kitabin, in a book recorded. All of what your father and your grandfather did, Allah has a record. La yazillu Rabbi, la yajhalu. My Lord was never ignorant. Wala yansa. And then he will not forget. This is part of the problems with the knowledge of human beings.
Yeah, right, manager. I'm professor of obstetrics and gynecology. There was a time you did not know anything. Allah told us in the Quran, Allahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an. When you came out of the womb of your father, was it that time you were professor of obstetrics and gynecology? La ta'lamuna shay'an. You did not know anything. So there was a time that your knowledge was preceded with what? Ignorance.
Okay.
In the university, they say, resign. You resign. Go home. At age 65 or 70. 70 now. Okay. Allah elongates the man's life to 100. Will he remember obstetrics and gynecology again? So that knowledge was followed with what? Forgetfulness. It was followed with ignorance. It was ignorance before, then knowledge. Then what? Forgetfulness. Which is what? Ignorance again. From ignorance to ignorance. And we are the ones making young girls to Allah. Ma garraka bi rabbikal kadhi. Adakilun singana banwad.
You, because these are the things that make the people arrogant towards Allah.
I have it.
After some time, you will not know anything. And you did not know from him before. What about Allah? He has ever been knowledgeable. Don't forget what Al-Imam al-Muzani told us. He said the attributes of Allah, wa na'atuhu wa sifatuhu kamila. Allah's attributes and those things with which he described himself, they are kamilatun. They are perfect. Allah's knowledge is perfect. That was what Musa told Fir'aun. La yadillu rabbi. My Lord was never at any time ignorant. Wa la yansa. And he will never forget. He wasn't ignorant. And his knowledge is not followed with forgetfulness. So Allah's knowledge is kamilatun. Perfect. Gairu makhlukat. Allah's knowledge was not a created thing. If it is a created thing, it would have meant that Allah's knowledge started one day, because every creation started one day. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creation started one day. So if his knowledge was a created thing, it meant it started one day. And it's not, his knowledge did not start one day. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has always been there with him. So the Imam said, Rahimahullah, Gairu Makhlukat, they are da'imat. They are everlasting. Azaliyah. They have ever been there. It is ageless. Wa laysat bimuhdathatin. They were not something that started one day, one time, somehow. Because if we are like that, fatadid, it means that it will stop. Because everything that started will end.
This dunya, did it not start? That is evidence that it will end. This dunya started one day. You, they came back to you one day. That is evidence that you began.
Everything that has a beginning, Allah did not begin. So, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah knows what is today with us. All. You can say, this I know. How many of yourself do you know? As you are here, what is happening in your house? Do you know? Your sister, your brother in Nigeria and abroad, do you know what is happening to them? If you know, okay, at least we know today. You can, okay, I can connect them on my phone and Skype. On Skype, you know them through their face, you will not see their legs. You don't say, I can connect the camera up, so I will see the entirety of their body. You will not see their next room. And then you will only see whatever the camera shows you. So even today, there are much of it we don't know. Not to talk of tomorrow. Our past, is it all of our past that we know? Many of them that we knew, we've been followed with forgetfulness. How many things did you do yesterday you can't remember today? La ilaha illallah. Somebody will say, I gave you the Bible yesterday. Tell me, I never met you before. You forgot. On a lighter note, amongst the scholars of hadith, amongst the abwab of ilm al-hadith, there is something they call man haddatha wa nasiya. Somebody will give a hadith that he collected from his shuyukh. After a while, they come up to him and say, you said to us in a hadith one day that you received from Sheikh Fulan, that Sheikh Fulan said that the companion said that the prophet said something. I say, no, I never gave that hadith before. Haddatha wa nasiya. He gave the hadith and he forgot. You know the person that it happened, that he is used as an example? Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Muslim al-Zuhri. He is the one regarding whom it was said that he never hears anything and forgot. Go to Tiyar Alam al-Nubala. Zuhri, ma sami'a shay'an fa nasiya. He never heard anything and forgot it. He is the example of man nasiya, man haddatha wa nasiya. The only one who does not forget is Ar-Rahman, Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Allah knows what we hold, what the future holds for you and I. Wa ma khalfahum. And what we have left behind. Some ulama say ma bayna aydihim is akhirah. Wa ma khalfahum is dunya. Whatever it is. Akhirah is part of the future. So there is no confusion within the explanation. He says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ. And the creatures will not grasp, they will not comprehend بِشَيْءٍ anything مِنْ عِلْمِهِ of the knowledge of Allah إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ except as Allah will. This phrase has two meanings. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ. They will not comprehend anything about the knowledge regarding himself. That is, you will not know anything about Allah except what Allah tells you about himself. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ. The creatures will not comprehend or know. Be shaking, they will not know anything. Min ilmihi, of the knowledge of himself. Regarding himself, you will not know. Illa bima sha'a, except what he will. 1 minute. Wala yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi. The creatures will not comprehend anything. Anything. From the knowledge of Allah, min ilmihi. From what Allah knows, from what is in the knowledge of Allah, illa bima sha, except what He allows. Do we get these two different? Min ilmihi, the knowledge regarding Him, we will not know about Him except what He will. 1 minute. The second minute, we will not know from His knowledge anything except what He will. That is what He knows. We will not know that except He permits us to know. 1 minute. The second meaning, we will not know anything about He Himself except what He allows us to know. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Ali said it. He said the two meanings are correct. And he gave a call in that in Tafsir. That in Tafsir, when you explain verses of the Quran, if the verse takes more than 1 minute and they are not contradictory, the two meanings are correct. So we don't know regarding Allah except what He tells us. That is in the meaning of وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا in Taha. Your knowledge cannot encompass Allah. So don't give Allah attributes. Because you don't think how to be. Your knowledge will not encompass. Unless He tells you, I am like this, I am like this, I am like this. That is one meaning for that phrase. The second one is that what Allah knows, you will not know of it.
You will not have any knowledge of it except he tells you, this is from my knowledge. Especially issues of day, but he will tell us, this is my knowledge, I know this. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah, Allah knows, he tells us of it. وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Is this phrase clear to us now? This وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Is it sifa or what is it? Sifa. He's still describing his knowledge. Then he says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi, what is his kursi? Ulama say, مَوْضِعُ قَدَمَيْهِ. The place where he places his feet. So you ask, Allah has feet, say yes. How do you know? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned of him that he has feet. So you will start trying to imagine, have you? That place, Mawdi Uqadameh, which is called Kursi, how is it? Let me tell you how it is. This Kursi, if you keep maybe an egg, or a small, or a coin, and throw the coin in the desert. Take that coin to mean the entirety of the heavens and the earth. That is the equivalent of the kursi to the heavens and the earth. Take a coin, throw it in the desert. How big is that coin regarding the desert? Not a small picture. Because it says falah, an open wilderness, throw a coin in the wilderness, far. What is the relationship between the size of the wilderness and the coin? How is it? In mathematics, what, how do you describe that? Infinitesimal. It is infinite. That is the similitude of the entirety of the heavens and the earth vis-a-vis the kursi. The kursi is the field. The entirety of the heavens and the earth is a small coin. So if they say Allah is Al-Azim, you see that it is beyond your imagination. If Mawdi' Uqadameh is even this, it is difficult for us to imagine. Throw a coin in a field. Throw a coin in a football field, 100 by 40 or 50. 100 by 50 meter football field. And put a coin on the field. That is infinitesimal. Not one football field, not two football fields. A desert, open net. Throw a coin in it. That is the equivalent of the entirety of the heavens and the earth vis-a-vis the kursi of Allah. That one itself is unimaginable. So it says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Yes, it is the caretaker of all. وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُ. Taking care of the entirety of the heavens and the earth, will it then be a problem to him? If where his kursi, the relationship between Mawdi Uqadameh, the place where his feet is, and the entirety of the earth, the heavens, all of them, put them together, make them to be a coin, throw it in the desert. So how will taking care of the heavens and the earth be a problem to Allah? Now you kill who? It will not be a money to him. وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Protecting them, preserving them, keeping them safe, guiding them. It will not be a problem to him. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ. And this Allah is the one that is absolutely high above all things. Absolutely high. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Al-Alim, absolutely high in his zat and in his sifat. In his zat, in his essence, Allah has an essence. You say he has eyes, he has knowledge. All of these are attributes of an essence. You know what I mean by an essence? This telephone has an essence. So you can say it has a white back, it has a speaker, it has this. You are describing the essence. It has attributes. Those attributes form an essence. So Allah has his essence. And in his essence, he is Al-Aliyu, far above all things. In his zat, and then in his sifat. Why? Because his sifat are kamilatun. غير مخلوقات بأوت دائمات أزليات. So Allah is Al-Aliy, Al-Azim, the Mighty. In all of this, as you are describing what he has told you, Samawat will ask, your mind will be telling you that Allah, you must tell you, my grandma. So that is Al-Azim. As you are saying, what they are could see you, Samawat will ask, while I would who in whom your mind is it's great, it's mighty. Mighty, we don't have another word here. Allah is mighty to kind of word. So when you want to say mighty, you put ALL in front of it. All mighty. So now, this one that is all mighty, it says Akimu Salah. So maybe say, I know to pray. How do you feel about that person who says, I know to pray? How do you feel? Do you know the person telling you to pray? Wa'ati zakah. Pay zakah. Tell me, I'm going to pay. Do you know the one telling you pay zakah? These are the benefits of knowing about Allah. You will know who is commanding you. He says, wala taqrabu zina. You will know who is commanding you. This one that is commanding me, only shani basha basha. You can deal with me. I can't escape. Wala yujibu. You can't escape. Where will you best escape to? Where? Who will protect that person against Allah? Who? So all of these describe the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have tried to discuss a number of asma and a number of sifat. In Ayatul Kursi, let's try to identify the ayah, the sifat, and the what? And the asma. It says, Allahu la, Allah is what? Sifat. La ila, sifat and ism. The sifat and the ism. His name, Allah, and the sifat of worship. That being worshipped is in that name. La ilaha illa huwa. His sifa is describing him. Al-Hayy, name, ism and sifa. Al-Qayyum. Although la ilaha illa huwa is tawhid al-uluhiyya or tawhid al-ibadah. If we come to the aspect of tawhid. Al-Hayy al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy, the one that is ever living. Two things. One name, one attribute. So, Al-Qayyum. The one who is on his own and then he takes care of all others. A name and then attributes. La ta'akhudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Sleep, no, neither does sleep or doze. Neither does dozing or sleeping overtake him. Some of us may be dozing. Any person worshipping a human being does not know what he is doing. How can a human being be the one that you worship? The day that he is sleeping, who will protect him? If you are me, I need to sleep. So he's watching. He will watch like that. If he refuses to sleep, sleep will catch him. When sleep catches him, who is protecting him? Ask a Christian, come. When Jesus, because Jesus died, say, 3 days, say, when he died, who was protecting him? You will hear what he will say, and you see that the answer will be so irresponsible. A human being cannot be God. That is the reason why don't think of the solution to your problems from human beings. If you have issues with human beings, make it be that Wakila means the one who will ultimately resolve whatever you have is Allah. Keep your mind there. If it is just by means, following the means to do something, just like if you want a child, who come back to it, you must marry. Go. If you want a child, you marry. An individual does not say to a wife, say, oh Allah, please give me a child. Allah, please give me a child. Follow the procedure for getting a child. Likewise, risk. Follow the procedure to get a risk. So the procedure must be followed too. Say the person wants a child, he must marry. Let that be just where you keep human beings. But the actual solution to the problem, it will come from Allah. Let me say this here. Yoruba. Will Allah throw the money from heaven? He can throw it. Did he not throw food from heaven for Bani Israel? Food. Table of food. Ma'idatan min as-sama. Takunu lana idan li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatan minka. Warzuqna wa anta khairur raziqin. Your own is just to be asking Allah, give me, give me, give me. And he told you, wa fis sama'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Your arzak is in the heavens. On the day I was talking to some brother, I came from Sunnah, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, said, abshut salam, extend salam amongst yourself. Wa aqimu ta'ama, provide food for yourself. Wa sallu bil layli wal nasi niyam, perform salah in the night when the people are asleep. Tadkhulu al jannata bis salam, you will enter al jannah peacefully. So one man said, it's a sinner. He said, here you balance. If you provide food for people today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, they say, ah, you want to take their arizik. Said, Barumiki, what you? I said, the man does not know where your risk is. Your risk is in the heavens. Allah said, our arzak is in the heavens. Waqif samai rizkukum. Your arzak, your provisions are in the heavens. Not just that, wa ma tu'adun. What we have promised you, the agenda we promised you is there too. So how can somebody take it? If it's up, over a little bit, you can't reach your risk. All these thoughts of jahiliya, we must remove it from our mind to start off. If we don't have them, our sisters, cousins, grandmother, aunts, uncles, they have them. So we have sufficient issues to discuss when we visit them. Mama, share my few over there that no one says it. One man says, boom, come from where? Mama, do you know that it is Allah alone that provides everything for a slave? Open this as a discussion. When you discuss with parents, with husbands, with friends, with relatives, with Christians. Christians, sister, working around the storm. Who provides for everybody? Can Christians say to Jesus? If he says to Jesus, ask her who provides for Jesus. Sister, who provides for you? She said, Jesus. You know some of them can be funny. The Lord Jesus. Okay, okay. Who provided for him? When he was sleeping, the food he ate, the water he drank, when he was drinking it, who provided him that water? Allahu Rabbul Alamin. He's sitting there and say, look, Allah is the provider for everybody. He provides for everybody. Al-arzaq maqsuma. Arzaq already shared and distributed for all of us. We are only waiting for the time that to come to us. Wallahi. May Allah provide for all of us. I would like to stop here. Because the next verse in this book is also extensive. And they are all talking about Tawheed, Al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed, Al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed Al-Asma, Al-Sifa. And then it will be mentioning the names of Allah and His attributes. We cannot worship Allah correctly if we don't know Him properly. When Allah called Musa, He says, "You throw your stone, throw your staff." He says, "Wama tilka biyaminika ya Musa." Musa, what is that you are holding? Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, my dear brothers, I encourage you, try to read this work. He has a way with the Quran that is exceptional in this generation. Permit me to say this, I am opportune to do a lot of his work. In Sharh al-Usul al-Thalatha, I translated it to him, it's published. His Sharh of Al-Aqidah al-Waqidiyah in 2 months, I reviewed the book twice. His Sharh of Kitab al-Tawhid al-Qawl al-Mufid in 2 volumes, I translated the book in 2 big volumes. And his Sharh on Riyad al-Salih in 6 volumes, I'm working on it. 6 volumes. I'm volume 5 now. And I think I am familiar with the way of the Sheikh. It's not the same way. He has a wonderful way of deducing evidences from the Quran, different from any other scholar that I have seen or read. Very wonderful. He will just bring something out from the Quran. And when you look left and right, you see subhanAllah, perfect in its place. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, please take time to read his book. They are in English now, so me, Walama Osime. And if you know some little Arabic, your book will help you grow your Arabic. Because he also has a way of making an Iraq for every verse of the Quran before he begins to deduce the ruling. It will help your Arabic. So if you are just coming up in Arabic, pick his Arabic text. If you are still trying to just learn Arabic, pick those ones in English. We don't have excuses again not to read this work. Please let us make effort. The Sheikh was wonderful in his deducing evidences from the Quran and from the Hadith. We beg Allah to reward him abundantly. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, Imam, kana Imam, was an Imam, rahimahullah. And he is so profound because his approach is different from many young people now. Young people, when you write something, you have not communicated. Many young brothers go to Facebook, somebody will write one out of all of this. You have not talked to anybody. And Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he refuted this kind of attitude in his book. Fadlu ilmi salaf ala al-khalaf. Fadlu ilmi salaf. Those who don't like this kalima salaf, I don't know whether you change the name of this book. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali is one of the students of Ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir that you know, who wrote Tafsir Ibn Kathir. One of his students is Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. He wrote a book, Fadlu ilmi salaf. The virtue of the knowledge of the early Muslims over those who are just coming today. One of the things he emphasizes is the simplicity with which they learn and the simplicity with which they taught knowledge. Be simple, even in English language. If the best writers are simple in their work, every person who reads it understands what they're talking about. There is a man in that Isaiah. I so much like the man. You know, in that Isaiah from Niger State, he contested an election. I think he's an editor of a newspaper. Read his article. Simple, simple English with very good intelligence in his presentation. The fact that he's a Christian will not prevent me from saying the truth about him. And this is not a matter of religion. So I'm just saying, be as simple in your approach so far. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, in his book. I don't think somebody just coming up in Arabic, I don't think you will have it in say 1, 2, 3 pages. You may not find the word strange. You may not find one strange word within 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. You can carry on. Please take to reading the Sheikh's book. He has a wonderful way of deducing rulings from the Quran and Hadith. May Allah, and Allah has given every of his creatures different gifts. May Allah reward the Shaykh abundantly. I think it will suffice for us to stop here today, inshallah. We'll pick another verse from tomorrow. If we have this book, Tabadu Elam Afa, those who tell you, they can provide this book, we can hold it as we are reading. Ka'ano ma wubi, what did they say, what did they say? The book is available. Akida Ahli Sunnah al-Jama'ah. If you have one internet, you can download it and print it. Or download it on your phone. As you are reading the Arabic too, you are looking the Larwa. Okay, this is how they pronounce that. We beg Allah to guide us abundantly, to forgive us our shortcomings, and make us amongst the people of the Sunnah in this world, and guide us up amongst them on the day of Qiyam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, we will postpone the questions to tomorrow, inshallah. We thank our God for all that they have done by presenting the Aqidah to our Sunnah of Jama'ah. Inshallah, we will adjourn to tomorrow. Please, the book Aqidah to our Sunnah of Jama'ah is there for you to buy 1,000 naira for those who have come for this KBC, after which we will bring 1,500 naira. So you can go out and get your own for you. Please, some amount of money was brought to us, and the money was found within the hall. So if you are looking for your money, please come to the beach here and tell us what amount you are looking for. Please do not share your money with us. What do you want to
Okay, I think I'm going to have a question.